Day 282, or October the 9th. Don't argue with the hard facts. Our thoughts today come from Matthew chapter 28, verse 6. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Another big picture surrounding this verse. The final actions now take place as Jesus is inevitably sentenced to death and Barabbas is freed. It's interesting to note that Jesus is the Son of God, and at the same time, the name Barabbas means Son of the Father. Jesus is scourged, crucified, and buried before the beginning of Sabbath. On Sunday, visitors to the tomb find it empty, and the rest, as they say, is history. That first Sunday truly was the first Lord's Day, and for many that has remained its name ever since. And now today's action step. The fact that Christ is risen is the crux of the whole gospel, and a totally outlandish lie if Jesus did not rise from the dead. It was not wishful thinking from his followers, because they obviously fear the worst and their world has already caved in, as they are riddled with doubt even when they see him alive in Galilee. All except John would die untimely deaths, most of them in great agony, and yet none of them broke the silence of a plot that pretended Jesus was still alive, because there was no plot, and he is still alive. Tombs in the days of Jesus were not made with an escape passage, like in ancient Egypt, where there was a tunnel that the workers used to leave after everything had been put in place for their beloved Pharaoh. Jesus was buried in a solid tomb, with one entrance that was the exit too, sealed with a stone that could not be moved unless you happened to have a small army of volunteers, and even then you couldn't do it without breaking the seals that were extra security against potential grave robbers. The first part of today's text is used to great effect on a board fixed to the security door in the Garden Tomb in Jerusalem today. Hard evidence that demands some thought from everyone.